European stocks trade lower, while US futures are modestly higher ahead of the US jobs report. The dollar index has continued to extend losses to 1.0360 as the euro remains firmer. German debt has rebounded but remains over 300 ticks lower for the week, while treasuries hold steady ahead of payroll data and Powell's remarks. Crude has gained, and natural gas prices were lifted after Russian attacks damaged Ukrainian infrastructure. Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 7th of March 2025. Trump announced a temporary exemption for Mexico on USMCA tariffs until April 2nd, with most tariffs beginning that day. He said steel and aluminium tariffs remain unchanged and auto tariffs will not be exempt. Canada delayed its second wave of tariffs on US goods, while the US discussed potential tariff delays with Brazil. European equities opened lower, with luxury stocks hit by weak Chinese trade data. US futures are supported by tech heavyweight Broadcom's strong results. The focus remains on US payrolls, expected to show 160,000 jobs printed, with unemployment steady at 4.0%. The dollar index has continued its decline, hitting a year-to-date low of 103.56. The euro reached a year-to-date high of 1.0871, supported by German fiscal measures, a hawkish ECB shift, and weak US data, while dollar-yen fell to 147.20 as source reports suggested the BOJ may hold rates steady in March. In the UK, cable hit 129.25, driven by dollar weakness, whereas the Antipodeans underperformed on risk-off sentiment and weak Chinese data. German debt rebounded from lows, while treasuries hold steady, awaiting payrolls and Powell's remarks. Gilts find themselves following suit with broader price action but caught between treasuries and bunds in terms of magnitudes. Crude oil trades higher, with WTI up nearly a dollar. Support today lacks a clear driver, but with upside coinciding with strength at the European cash open. Nat gas prices began the morning softer but jumped on news that a Russian attack significantly damaged Ukraine's gas production facilities, which caused operations to cease. Dutch TTF currently higher by around 4%. In the metals space, gold is firmer and above $2,900 an ounce on a weaker dollar, while copper struggles after weak Chinese trade data. In geopolitics, Russia warned of countermeasures against EU defense initiatives. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Ukraine and the US are to have a meaningful meeting next week and that Ukraine seeks a truce for airstrikes and sea operations, while he added that Russia needs to release POWs to establish trust. Bitcoin fell below $89,000 ahead of Trump's remarks at the White House crypto summit. Looking ahead, data includes US non-farm payrolls, Canadian jobs, the White House crypto summit, and speeches from Fed's Powell, Bostic, Bowman, Williams, Kugler, and ECB's Kazaks and Centeno. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.